We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, enthusiastic viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Otula, on Channel 21, through the cable provider Groen Narin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Italy, the World Bank, and the European Commission come together to promote sustainable energy. In humanitarian news, St. Lucia's recording artist Taj Weeks donates sporting equipment to children. Please stay with us for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring 350.org, a global movement dedicated to halting climate change. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 29th, Indian scientist and applied statistician Mr. Prasanta Chandra Mahalanobis was born in Kolkata, India in 1893. With a great interest in statistics, in 1931 he established the Indian Statistical Institute, or ISI, and a division in ISI called the National Sample Survey, or NSS. The NSS, which collected the country's socio-economic and demographic data, had a significant role in economic planning in India. Mr. Mahalanobis is well known for what has been called the Mahalanobis distance, which is used to compare similarities between known and unknown samples in classification work. Among his many accolades are the Weldon Medal from Oxford University and his election as a Fellow of the Royal Society London, United Kingdom. He also received the Padma Vibhushan, one of India's highest civilian honors, for his contributions to his country and science. May God grace more individuals to develop their talents, such as Mr. Prasanta Chandra Mahalanobis did, for the betterment of their community, nation, and world.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. In early June, Hainan and Anhui provinces in central China were particularly hard hit by a rare storm packed with gales, heavy hail and rain, along with thunder, lightning and tornadoes. At least 27 lost their lives as over 4 million people's homes were damaged or destroyed, with disrupted power and water supplies, felled trees and over 341,000 hectares of crops damaged.
On June 7th, Supreme Master Qinghai sent her love and prayers and donated $30,000 for urgent items. This amount could purchase approximately $235,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai often asks for updates on situations such as these. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report with our viewers.
June 20th, 2009. Most loving Master, regarding relief work in Hainan and Anhui provinces, China. Hainan province. On the night of June 3rd, Shangchu city and worst hit Shuicheng city experienced storms, thunder, and flash rains. Upon receiving Master's loving instruction, our relief team went to the affected areas and found that the rescue work of the local governments have already helped the lives of citizens return to normalcy. We will continue observing the situation and take action if needed.
Anhui Province. 63 counties in 15 cities of Anhui Province suffered from the storms and hail, with more than 4.8 million people who were affected as 19 lost their lives, 2 were missing, 215 injured, and over 7,000 relocated. 15,700 houses and 205,400 hectares of crops were damaged. The direct economic losses were up to $157.6 billion.
Our association members purchased food supplies for seriously affected areas, where we were welcomed by government leaders of Mengcheng County. With their assistance, we delivered rice and cooking oil to 140 families. We then went to an elderly home in Lichang Town and distributed relief goods to 50 people there. We also visited 4 families with seriously damaged homes and gave them monetary support in addition to food supplies. The local government helped to deliver the remaining relief goods to another 16 families.
We then went to the town of Tancheng in Mencheng County and delivered food necessities to about 200 families, after which we visited 20 of the most seriously affected and gave them relief money. We gave out 78 satchels at the Tancheng Town Central Primary School, much to the children's delight. In addition to the generous donation from Master, our association members also contributed over $1,200 for the relief work in Anhui Province.
We are very sad to see the occurrences of disasters and pray that all people may return to their noble and merciful way of life to balance the negative influences of global warming. With much gratitude to Master's love and blessing, China Relief Team.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this information with our viewers who may wish to know of the well-being of the storm-afflicted persons. Our gratitude also to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
We thank the government leaders of Mengcheng County for their timely support. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's generosity and care for those in need, and to our association's relief team for their sincere efforts to ease the situation in disaster-hit regions. We look forward to the day that our world is free from such calamities, as people around the globe unite in gentler and kinder ways.
Storm Feria causes widespread damage. Nearly 100,000 people from 17 Philippine provinces were impacted in the wake of Tropical Storm Feria. At least 11 people perished, 5 were injured, and some 6 others remain missing. Over 800 homes were destroyed, while more than 6,000 structures sustained damage. Landslides, floods, and other damage forced closures of 14 road sections and 18 bridges. We send sympathies for those whose lives were sadly lost to this storm as we pray for everyone's protection and their soon return to productive daily lives. With the grace of the providence, may such tragedies be minimized through humanity's increased benevolence toward all life. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Heat wave takes lives in the U.S. In Texas, over 80 people have been treated for heat-related illness, with temperatures reaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit 9 times so far in the month of June. Dry conditions are also raising concern for wildfires. Last week in Missouri, more than 40 people have been reported with heat-related illnesses, and at least 4 people throughout the Midwest and Texas have perished across the U.S. from the same. We send our heartfelt condolences to those who lost loved ones and pray for an easing of oppressive events such as these through our increased care for the environment.
U.S. reports over 1 million people have had swine flu. During a press briefing on Friday, Ann Suchat of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced that 27,717 cases that have been reported in the U.S., including over 3,000 hospitalizations and 127 fatalities, are only a fraction of the likely more than 1 million people in the U.S. who have fallen ill with the flu. She also noted the unusual pattern of a continued rise in afflictions despite a season change.
In the U.S., we're still experiencing a steady increase in the number of reported cases. Of course, reported cases are really just the tip of the iceberg. The number of new cases that were reported to us this past week was actually the largest number we've had reported since the beginning of the outbreak. Influenza-like illness increased during week 24 in 6 of the 10 regions compared to week 23. Now that's unusual. Usually at this time of year, things would be going down instead of going up.
Meanwhile, French officials have announced that they expect swine flu cases may affect 25% to 50% of the country's population by fall, also noting that the flu had continued to spread during the summer season. The United Kingdom has similar expectations, as health officials have been unable to curtail the spread of cases, which have reached about 3,600. Globally, the World Health Organization has confirmed 60,000 who have become ill in 113 countries, with now more than 260 fatalities.
First cases have most recently been reported in Serbia, Lithuania, Myanmar, and Sri Lanka. Egypt also found its first case in a pilgrim returning from Mecca, and Egyptian top cleric Sheikh Ali Gouma announced that all pilgrims returning from Mecca would be quarantined. In addition, first fatalities were suffered in Guatemala and Thailand in the last week.
We join in deep concern with all countries and citizens affected by the swine flu pandemic as we pray for it to subside. We also note once more that such viruses are being shown to originate and evolve in animal factory farms. May we each contribute to the prevention of future worse ailments by adopting healthier lifestyles, such as the organic vegan diet, that minimize viral risk and ensure our vitality.
some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production.
Swine flu.
Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Lutung disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow's disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.
Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Uses up to 70% of clean water. Pollutes most of the water bodies. Deforests the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Causes world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers. Lebanon welcomes new prime minister. Following a majority vote in the country's parliament, Mr. Saad Hariri has been selected by Lebanese President Michel Suleiman as the next prime minister. Prime Minister Hariri is now garnering support from different parties to form a coalition cabinet, saying, "We hope to have a harmonious government that will represent the interests of all Lebanese people. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. Wishing you the best in serving the noble goals of your fellow citizens for the harmonious unity of your beautiful nation."
UNESCO adds new World Heritage Sites. Across the world, countries are being recognized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, for their preservation of historical sites. These include the ruins of Loropani in Burkina Faso, a 1,000-year-old fortress which was part of the Trans-Saharan gold trade. Also, Kyrgyzstan's Suleiman II Sacred Mountain, which has been revered for over 1,500 years. Other additions include Italy's Dolomite Mountains, as well as Germany and the Netherlands' shared wetlands and tidal flats of the Wadden Sea, a significant migratory bird area that offers safe haven for up to 6.1 million birds at a given time. China's Mount Wutai, or Five Terrace Mountain, recognized by UNESCO as a sacred Buddhist mountain, has also been added as a new site. Our accolades, Burkina Faso, Kyrgyzstan, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, and China, for your new World Heritage Sites. May their natural beauty and significance be preserved for the appreciation of both current and future generations.
Save our planet. Mekong dolphins at the brink of extinction. An intensively polluted Mekong River has resulted in alarmingly low populations of the freshwater Irrawaddy dolphin.
numbers are now less than 100, with more than 50 calves who have lost their lives since 2003 from toxic levels of pesticides, mercury, and other pollutants that suppress their immune systems.
The species has been listed as critically endangered by the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, since 2004. And Seng Taok, country director of WWF Cambodia, stated, "A transboundary preventative health program is urgently needed to manage the disease-affected animals in order to reduce the number of deaths each year."
We shed tears to know of the suffering of these aquatic co-inhabitants and pray that they remain strong as we strive to restore their habitat to healthy purity through our caring stewardship of Earth.
During a July 2008 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai reminded once again of our impact on the lives of others, saying that it is through our consideration of other beings that we can ensure the welfare of all inhabitants.
Farm animals get sick due to pesticides. Fish die because of farming insecticides, pesticides, etc. While species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean. So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many, many of us because they are us. And we also lose ourselves, many of us, human, because of these poisonous substances, even from the farm industry. And we still not wake up yet. So we must protect the environment. And the wild, they can take care of themselves. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then the wild will never get sick. The wild will have no problem.
Save Our Planet, South African advocate working to save seals. Head of the organization Seal Alert SA, Mr. Francois Hugo, is calling for a halt to seal hunting in Namibia where, beginning July 1st, the world's largest seal call is expected to begin. The hunting season is scheduled to last until November 15th and is seeking a quota of 85,000 pups and 6,000 bulls, which will result in the brutal slaughter of 91,000 endangered Cape fur seals.
On the 1st of July, when the seal babies are 7 months of age, weighing 12 kilograms each, the Namibian government issues a sealing quota for the sealers to go into the colony and round up 85,000 baby seals and club them to death.
According to Mr. Hugo, this annual practice has caused the former seal colonies that had inhabited 23 islands off the Namibian coast to become 97% extinct. Seals that do manage to escape the cull instinctively abandon the islands and do not return to their homes.
The problem with the conservation of the species is the sealing industry. So that is the first hurdle that has to be removed. And once the seals are no longer clubbed, we then need to reverse the damage man has done over the past few centuries. That would be our next endeavor, is to repopulate those extinct islands with the seals that have been killed on the mainland beaches in Namibia.
Mr. Hugo has worked tirelessly for the past 10 years to rescue this endangered species. In 1990, seal culling was halted for good in South Africa. If the same could be done in Namibia, the entire species may have a chance to be saved. Seal Alert SA is now negotiating the purchase of the seal industry itself in order to halt the cull by raising $14 million by July 1st.
Once the seal hunting has been stopped, Mr. Hugo plans to begin repopulating the abandoned Namibian islands with the 60 seal pups he has rescued so far.
Our heartfelt appreciation and support, Mr. Hugo and Seal Alert SA, for your dedicated perseverance in saving the Cape fur seals. We too pray for the immediate protection of these gentle beings and that humanity fully awakens to our compassionate nature to live in peaceful coexistence with all species on Earth.
Save Our Planet. The University of Colorado in the U.S. partners with the National Renewable Energy Laboratory to create an institute where students and faculty can further research and develop such areas as solar, wind, and hydrogen power, as well as other sustainable energy technologies.
Save our planet. Global warming effects are seen in India's northern states as water reservoirs remain at record lows and the Malefa Ki Gul in Uttarakhand, a historic water channel constructed in medieval times, dries up for the first time ever.
Save our planet. Noting a rapid rise in the country's climate-related droughts and floods, Professor John Wasige of Makerere University in Uganda warns that crops will have a difficult time adapting to climate change, and some may disappear entirely.
Save our planet. Following the successful passage of a climate change bill by one legislative chamber of the U.S. Congress, President Obama addressed the Senate, who has yet to vote on the measure, urging members to likewise pass the bill into law.
Stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life. Tutu and I are both vegan. We have a special tip to share with you from our beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Ching Hai, to help safeguard our insect friends. Anytime you use tape around your home or office, or even those thrown into the bin, please make sure that all the exposed sticky sides of the tape are well covered. This will help prevent our fragile insect co-inhabitants from accidentally getting stuck on the tape and be safe from harm. It's also a good idea to do a general check around the house for tapes that you may have used before. We thank you very much, beautiful Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this compassionate tip. Your loving thoughtfulness is much appreciated by all beings. To all our viewers, thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
In eco news, the World Bank, the Italian Foreign Affairs Ministry, and the European Commission inaugurate a $5 million program to promote sustainable energy. The funding will assist Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia, Lebanon, and Yemen in developing environmentally friendly power sources such as solar and wind. The project is particularly designed for areas that experience the effects of climate change, such as water shortages and potential flooding due to rising sea levels. Our sincere appreciation, the World Bank, the Italian Foreign Affairs Ministry, and the European Commission. Heaven bless your commitment to help other nations develop green power. May earth-loving ways be adopted throughout our world for a viable and healthy planet.
In humanitarian news, St. Lucia's recording artist Taj Weeks donates soccer equipment to local children. The reggae singer is providing clothing, balls, and gear to charity groups and schools on the island via his charity. They often cry outreach, or TOCO, Founded in 2008, TOCO has the goal of assisting vulnerable children in the Caribbean and other areas through a variety of sporting, educational, and wellness programs. God bless you, Mr. Taj Weeks, for your heartfelt support of our precious future generation. May all young people have lives abundant in joy, love, and hope. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for today's segment featuring 350.org, a global organization that is determined to bring our world back to sustainability. We'll check with the angels. Be right back. More sharing news is coming up.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, uplifting news for an elevated world. And now for a series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring 350.org, a coming together of groups and concerned individuals dedicated to curbing climate change.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
.org is a global movement to halt climate change. It is made up of a number of eminent scientists, environmental groups, and concerned individuals such as American Dr. James Hansen of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Canadian environmentalist Dr. David Suzuki, Indian green activist Dr. Vandana Shiva, South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and many more. The name 350.org comes from the number which scientists have determined is the highest limit of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that can be safely tolerated, 350 parts per million, or ppm. Researchers have calculated that up to 200 years ago, we were at 275 parts per million of CO2. Unfortunately, we are now at 384.75 parts per million, and experts have concurred it is absolutely essential to quickly bring the number down to 350 to ensure our planetary survival.
Since 350.org was established over a year ago in 2008, its supporters have increasingly started to view the global situation in terms of CO2e, which is a way for scientists to calculate the other greenhouse gases that are responsible for global warming. For example, one of the most dangerous gases, methane, is up to 72 times more potent than carbon dioxide over a 20-year period. Many people are now cognizant of the fact that the livestock industry is a major producer of methane. Therefore, steps recommended to mitigate climate change take into account not only carbon dioxide, but the other gases that must be removed from the atmosphere.
The main focus of 350.org is to develop a grassroots, worldwide campaign linked through the internet to share vital information about the extreme seriousness of our situation. The United Nations Climate Change Conference is scheduled to take place in Copenhagen, Denmark from December 7th through 18th, 2009. During this gathering, it is envisioned that a global climate treaty will be agreed upon. 350.org organizers hope that when leaders realize the urgency of our planet situation, they will pledge to take very strong measures to reduce greenhouse gas emissions throughout the world. A global day of climate action is planned for October 24, 2009, with as many citizens as possible participating in a variety of actions such as seminars, parades, vegetarian food samplings, and other relevant community endeavors. Our gratitude, 350.org, for taking the initiative to reach policymakers concerning the need for a viable future while there is still time. With Godspeed, may we all come together and succeed in the survival task to preserve this precious planet, our treasured jewel.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Searching.
Đang đêm, một gã đàn ông nghe động, mở mắt thấy một tên trộm đang lục lọi ngăn kéo và túi quần áo. Anh chàng kia hỏi một cách thản nhiên: "Này anh đang tìm gì thế?" Tên trộm nói: "Tiền." Cái anh chàng nói, à, cứ tìm đi, nếu anh tìm được đồng nào nhớ gọi tôi dậy.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Sad news about Michael Jackson over there in Los Angeles. I am sure you'll join with me in giving our deepest sympathies to his family. I wish that he had met Supreme Master Ching Hai and that he was given the opportunity of feeling her loving compassion towards humans and animals and to be touched by her hope for humankind's future. Love to Supreme Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master Television. Debbie from United Kingdom.
Gentle Debbie, Michael Jackson was such an incredibly talented artist who shared so much of his immense creativity with the world. He will be deeply missed. Thank you for your loving note. It would have been wonderful if he could have met Supreme Master Ching Hai. May heaven's blessings be bestowed upon all beings during our brief sojourn on earth. Supreme Master Ching Hai says, "Yes, loving and kind Debbie, I was so stunned from this sad news and mourned him with my close assistants. Such a grave surprise and sadness for all. But at least he's gone to a place where there are only friends and love accompanying his deserved blessed existence. Thanks for the graceful note. Be blessed, Debbie. Ching Hai."
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with nobility, bliss, and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Sandra Pineda, Honduras Deputy Minister of Education, announces programs intended to increase national literacy to over 95% of the population.
Riley the Bulldog of New Jersey, USA, rescued his human family by first alerting them of a fire, then bolting across the street with the family chasing him, thus saving them from a subsequent explosion inside.
Hamas Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, Aziz Dwaik, calls on Israel to accept a truce with his party, saying that the reconciliation would help bring lasting peace in the Middle East.
German geologists find a rock in Orissa State, India, which is believed to date back to Earth's birth over 4 billion years ago and is only the second such ancient magma known to exist.
Japanese researchers at Keio University find that the advanced perception capabilities of pigeons include their ability to discern an impressionist period Monet painting from a more modern Picasso.
Fair Trade Chocolate Company, Original Beans, partners with Wheels for Life Foundation to bring mountain bikes to Congolese cacao farmers, giving them much-needed mobility for their livelihoods.
The lovely and kind-hearted U.S. singer Beyoncé asks her fans to bring cans of food to her concerts to share with the hungry through a program called Feeding America.
The week-long event, Jerusalem as the Capital of Arab Culture 2009, is being held in Ramallah, Palestine, under the patronage of Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and includes crafts, fashion, films, and other folkloric activities.
U.S.-based Harvard University researchers evaluate the effectiveness of the Mediterranean diet and determine that meat and fish decrease life expectancy, while plant foods increase it.
With a goal of making New Zealand's roads safer, the Parliament approves legislation that allows police personnel to require drivers suspected to be under the influence of harmful substances to pass a drug test.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.